of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning? If your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go into hell, where the fire never goes out.
Far from the illusion that Satan and his followers will one day reign in hell, God created hell as a place of punishment for Satan and his angels. Satan is aware of his ultimate destiny. Jesus Christ declared that hell, the eternal fire, has been prepared for the devil and his angels. God's word states that Satan knows that he has only a short time, so that he deceives the whole world, desiring to bring as many people down with him as possible. The book of Revelation states of Satan's future, quote, "And the devil who deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and brimstone, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever." God's word declares that they respond to Satan and say, "Even you have been made weak as we. You have become like us. Your pomp and the music of your harps have been brought down to hell. Maggots are spread out as your bed beneath you, and worms are your covering. How you have fallen from heaven, O Lucifer. You said in your heart, 'I will ascend to heaven. I will raise my throne above the stars of God.' Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to hell, to the recesses of the pit, like a trampled corpse." Jesus exposed Satan as the father of lies. Jesus said to the lost, "You are of your father the devil. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him, for he is a liar and the father of lies." As the father of lies, Satan uses rock stars as salesmen to promote hell as a cool place. Megadeth sings, "I am the devil's advocate, a salesman if you will. Come join me in my infernal depths. I've got your soul." Satanist Anton LaVey also wrote about the lie of being able to hang out with your friends in hell in the Satanic Bible. He wrote, "If everyone goes to hell, then you will meet all your friends there. Open wide the gates of hell to greet me as your brother and friend." Ozzy Osbourne, as another puppet of the father of lies, deceptively presents hell to his fans as a fun place.
"Well, listen, man, if that's the case, then hell's going to be a pretty crowded place out here.
Contrary to the father of lies, though, God's word describes hell as a place where God pours out his wrath upon the wicked. God's word declares, "But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil." God's word speaks of a certain terrifying expectation of judgment and of raging fire which consumes the enemies of God. Severe punishment, for we know him who said, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," is a terrifying thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Dr. Maurice Rawlings, a renowned specialist in the field of internal medicine and cardiovascular disease, resuscitated many people who had been clinically dead, some of whom experienced visions of the torments of hell. After the resuscitation of Charles McCaig, both Dr. Rawlings and his patient McCaig immediately turned their lives over to the Lord for salvation.
"The strangest thing happened when I would stop resuscitating to put in a pacemaker.
When I came to, Dr. Rawlings said my hair was literally standing on the end and my eyes had already started dilating. And I was absolutely scared to death. I was horrified. I parted lots, not all that bad. They sent me on up to the clinic where Dr. Rawlings was and kept me about 3 or 4 days and then gave me a stress test. On that stress test, I told the girl, Pam, that was running the stress test, that I was dying, let me off, and that's the last I remember of that. And when I came to, Dr. Rawlings was giving me CPR, and he asked me what was the matter because I was looking so scared and so forth. And I told him I'd been to hell, I needed help. And he said, "Well, keep your health to yourself. I'm a doctor, I'm trying to save your life. You need a minister for that." As he was giving me CPR, he was trying to install a pacemaker with the other hand and doing it with one. I would fade out. And then he'd start again and bring me back. I watched what was going on, like some people say, I was floating in air or up on the ceiling. I was up above it and could look down and see things. And I kept asking, please help me, please help me. I don't want to go back to hell. And Pam said, well, he needs help, do something. And at that time, he said, say this short prayer after me.
I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
If you'll save my soul and keep me alive, I'll be on the hook for you forever.
And if I die, please keep me out of hell.
And after that, the other experiences was real pleasant. This light surrounded me, and I believe to this day that was the Holy Spirit that surrounded me and took care of me. And I've never felt so good and so safe in all my life.
After all this was over, I realized what had really happened. It was a double conversion. Not only had this make-believe prayer converted this atheist on the floor, it had also converted this atheist doctor that it was working on him. That's the only reason I can appear to you here now, to tell you that there is a life after death, and it ain't all good.
Angus Young has said, we're saying if you've got a choice between heaven and hell, you might pick hell. In hell, there's a good rockin' band and rockin' songs. That's what we choose, so hell ain't a bad place to be. Will hell be a good time? Contrary to the father of lies, hell will not be a place of friendship and rock music, but of misery and darkness and isolation. The only thing you will hear from others are their cries of torment. Jesus Christ warned, the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible speaks of the wicked for whom the black darkness has been reserved. Some rock musicians have tried to get their fans to believe that there are no consequences to their sin, encouraging them, like John Lennon, to imagine there is no hell below us. Volcanoes serve as a foreboding warning that the center of the earth is actually hotter than the sun. Dr. Donald Whitaker, who used to party with Ringo Starr, is another example of one who experienced clinical death and the visions of hell.
It was February of 1975. At that time, I was an alcoholic out of control. I was also using recreation drugs, but primarily alcohol was my drug of choice. And I totally was out of control. And I had a lot of friends in the entertainment business, and Hoyt Axton happened to be one of them. Ringo Starr and a bunch of people. And so they were having a TV special on the West Coast. And so Hoyt had called me and asked me if I would like to go or come out. And I told him, yeah, I would love to. And so after about 3 or 4 days out there, I became ill. And by ill, I mean I had a severe pain in my abdomen. I couldn't speak, but I had been laying there in a coma, and I had heard these people talk about how sick I was and how I was going to die. And that night, is as I would be laying there in bed, as I'm laying there in bed, I would begin to fade away. I would begin to fade away, and as I would fade away, I would begin to go down. It was like darkness. It was so, so dark. I felt untold terror. Untold terror. Because I knew that if I ever went all the way, if I slipped all the way, I would never get back. Now, in my beings of beings, I knew that. And so I fought all night long. They told me later on, I not only pulled the mattress cover off of the mattress, I pulled the mattress up on me because I had to stay. I had to wait. I had to wait till Ron got there. He led me in the sinner's prayer and told me that Jesus had died for my sins. He had died for the sins of the world. I can tell you one thing. There was a peace that came over me like I had never known. I'd searched for that peace. I'd searched for it in the bottles, alcohol. I'd searched for it in needles. I'd searched for it in drugs. I'd searched for it with women. I'd searched for it all types of places. But there was no peace in my life. But once I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, I was no longer afraid.
Contrary to Sting's video, God's word declares that there is no rest for the wicked in hell. The book of Revelation states, and the smoke of their torment goes up forever and ever. They have no rest day and night. Jesus said of the day of judgment, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. God's word says that he will punish those who do not know God and do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with everlasting destruction and shut out from the presence of the Lord and from the majesty of his power. Mr. Ron Reagan also experienced visions of hell while clinically dead.
If you don't get to a hospital, you'll bleed to death in just a few minutes. A young paramedic looked down into my face and I could barely see him. I was so weak. But he said, sir, you need Jesus Christ. And as he was talking to me, it appeared like the ambulance literally exploded in flames. I thought it had actually blown up. It filled with smoke. And immediately I was moving through that smoke as if through a tunnel. And after some period of time, coming out of the smoke, and out of the darkness, I began to hear the voices of a multitude of people screaming and groaning and crying. But as I looked down, the sensation was looking down upon a volcanic opening and seeing fire and smoke and people inside of this burning place screaming and crying. They were burning. But they weren't burning up. They weren't being consumed. And then the sensation of moving downward into this. But the most terrible part of it, I began to recognize many of the people that I was seeing in these flames. As if a close-up lens on a camera was bringing their faces close to me, I could see their features and see the agony and the pain and the frustration. And a number of them began to call my name and said, Ronnie, don't come to this place. There's no way out. There's no escape. If you come here, there's no way out. I believe the most painful part of it was the loneliness. And the depression was so heavy that there was no hope. There was no escape. There was no way out of this place. And the smell was like sulfur, like an electric welder. And as I'm looking into this pit, this place of fire and screams and torment, I just fade out into blackness. And when I open my eyes, I'm in a hospital room in Knoxville, Tennessee. My wife is sitting by. I didn't know the sinner's prayer. I didn't know the Roman road of salvation, but my prayer was this: God, if you exist, and Jesus, if you are God's Lamb, please, please kill me or cure me. And Jesus Christ became Lord and Savior of my life that morning. And from that moment, I knew that I had to tell the story of what had happened to me. My life was only spared to tell others about the place that I had seen and the hope of Jesus Christ to save mankind from this terrible fate.
God's word says in the book of Revelation, but the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet. The two of them were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur, and the devil was thrown into the lake of burning sulfur where the beast and the false prophet were thrown. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. The book of Revelation goes on to declare, if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. The cowardly, the unbelieving, the vile, the murderers, the sexually immoral, those who practice magic arts, the idolaters, and all liars, their place will be in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. If you refuse to turn to Jesus Christ for eternal life, you too will go to the lake of fire forever. Sadly, like Led Zeppelin, the only thing that you will be able to say is that it's nobody's fault but mine.
Don't go to hell. Please, I beg you, don't go to hell. It was not prepared for you.
If you're saved, you're saved. If you accepted Jesus.
All of these people that in the New Age movement that believe that everybody's going to heaven, that you can worship anything, you worship a flea, you can squeeze a tree, you can worship a crystal, you can worship the star. I got news for them. They're not going. Unless they accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, because the Word says the only way to the Father is through the Son.
It's the best thing that ever happened in my life.
It's not God's will that people perish. I didn't know this. I didn't know the love of God. All I knew was hatred and violence and abuse. But there's one that cares, and his name is Jesus.
And who is the Son? He's the Word made flesh and came and dwelt amongst men. The Word is the way to the Father.
If you want to have life hereafter, you better accept Jesus.
If you don't know Jesus,